Good morning. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm glad you have joined us for our morning devotions. My topic today is perseverance. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, we read, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance." Perseverance is continuing on. It's not quitting. Despite difficulties, failure, and opposition. Now the Bible speaks a lot about perseverance. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, "Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." 1 Corinthians 13:7 reminds us that love always perseveres. Hebrews 10:36 says, "You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised." And Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run the race with perseverance, that race marked out for us." It was 7 p.m. on October 20th, 1968. Only a few spectators remained in Mexican City Olympic Stadium. The winner of the 26-mile marathon had crossed the finish line more than an hour ago, and now the last of the marathon runners were crossing the finish line and leaving the track. As the last few spectators began to leave, those sitting by the entrance suddenly heard the sound of sirens. One last runner appeared at the entrance. The man had been in the lead at one time, but he had fallen to the ground and had badly hurt his leg. Those who bandaged his leg told him to quit, but he would not. Now, this last runner was headed for the finish line. His one leg was bloody and bandaged, and he was wearing the colors of Tanzania. The Tanzanian runner experienced intense pain. He hobbled around the 400-meter track in the stadium, and the few remaining spectators rose and applauded him as though he was the winner. After crossing the finish line, he slowly walked off the field without turning to the cheering spectators. In the view of his injury and having no chance of winning any medal, a curious spectator asked him why he did not just quit the race. The Tanzanian runner replied, "My country did not send me 7,000 miles to start the race, but sent me 7,000 miles to finish it." Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only me." God doesn't want us just to start out good. He wants us to finish the race. So He says, make every effort to add to your faith perseverance. Dear God, it's not easy to run the race. It is so tempting at times just to stop. It is so tempting at times to quit. Help us. Help us to be faithful. Help us to see what we are running for. Help us to persevere. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.